Hi, I'm Lee Phillips. I'm an attorney. Don't hold that against me. In fact, in this series, I am not acting as an attorney, so you need to understand you're not one of my clients. However, I can help you learn a lot about limited liability companies, and what I am doing is educating you on the use, the setup, the establishment of an LLC. Because I don't know your specific circumstances or the state that you live in, this series is going to very broadly address what happens in an LLC. I'm going to bring it down. I'm going to try and make it as specific as I can, but it doesn't apply to any specific state or any specific individuals. That includes you. Now that we've made our disclaimer, let's start talking about limited liability companies. They're often called limited liability corporations, which is wrong. They are limited liability companies, LLCs. I'm going to have a series. We're going to go through, teach you step by step how to decide whether you want to use an LLC, how to set up the LLC at your state, how to do the operating agreement, management agreement, whatever it is you want to call it, and how to get the tax advantages, the liability shielding. We're going to talk about series LLCs. We're going to talk about how to manage the LLCs over the years so that it gives you the maximum benefits. Basically, a limited liability company is a way of doing business. You can do business as yourself. No problem with that. It's called a sole proprietorship. There are a number of different legal entities that you can use in order to do business. One of them is a partnership. A lot of people in the United States are in partnerships and they don't even know it. You don't want to be in a partnership because in the general partnership, each one of the partners is jointly and severably liable. That means you're responsible. You're legally responsible for what the other guy is doing. Never place yourselves in a position where you're legally responsible for what the other guy is doing. Now, I said a lot of Americans are in a partnership and they don't even know it. Actually, almost 60% of Americans are in a partnership and they don't know it. Let me give you the definition for a general partnership, and you think, what am I describing? Two or more individuals engaged in a common activity. And no, I didn't just describe marriage. There's a third part to it. Two or more individuals engaged in a common activity with the intent to make money. Now, you may be in a partnership with somebody. What are you doing with somebody where you might be making a little money? Your real estate rehab, your deal with your kids, your deal with the in-laws. I don't know what it is, but if you have the intent of making money with somebody else, that's a partnership. And the problem is when the other guy is on the way to the bank to deposit the check and hits somebody in a crosswalk, you're the one that's sued. You're the one that loses everything you own. Ownership is a critical word. We're going to talk about ownership. If you're doing business as a sole proprietor, you own everything. If you're doing business as a partner in a partnership, you own everything as partners. If you own it, somebody else can take it away from you. The liability is there. And by the way, the partnership is the only legal relationship that you can be in with somebody and not have to have a written piece of paper. Everything else that we're going to talk about requires a written piece of paper. Let me give you another example of a partnership. Dad and son are going into business together. Well, no, they're not going into business together. Dad's going to put up some money. Son's going to buy a house, rundown, fixer-upper. He's going to fixer-up it, and then he's going to flip it. That's a partnership. When the son's on the way to Home Depot and hits somebody in a crosswalk, dad's the one that's going to be sued. Dad's the one that has the liability. Dad's the one that loses everything he owns at that point.